सुनने के लिए अगर वो कुछ बोलेंगे तो What is it reading now? I am to read Bhajan Raj, sir. It is Samudarashtam. Samudarashtam is reading in the morning. I don't think so. I'm already reading something else. Bhajan Raj, something like that. That's it. Champuri Gaudiya Math.
Radha Damodar Math.
From Radha Damodar Math. This book has been published in the Orissa language. It has been published. Adinam Mahamadri. I am very pleased with all the devotees involved with publishing this book and my hearty blessings to them. I want all my books to I want all the devotees should read in all the languages all over the world, the translations and today by the mercy of Gurudev we went to Prabodhanan Bhajan Kutir and his Samadhi. There Bilo Mangal Thakur's Bhajan Stan. In Sundrak. Sundrak retreat was. I don't have the transmitter. Vishnu Devat Maharaj has transmitter. I am translating Orisha Prabhu. He took away the transmitter. You have transmitter. You can, for this, I can translate, I can speak in this, Haribo, 99, okay, Ashta Sakti and Radha, Ake Bihari, Radha Vinod Bihari, we had darshan of all these places, then we went to Dangali, Mangali, Premgali, Amishindavid Maharaj is there. All these gullies we went and then we reached our mat again. There many devotees even gave discourses on these pastime places. Now Prabodhanand Saraswati, about Prabodhanand Saraswati, Bhaktivedanta Shila. You can get it. Just try to tune in. How do you go? Vishnu Devat Maharaj is translating now. Vishnu Devat Maharaj is translating. You will get it now. Just tune in. He's translating. Maybe she is a consul. English. Mm-hmm.
to speak of my different countries. Should I be different from the city of Rome? Should I go to the city of Rome? This morning I have come to when I went to the undertaking of the drug, the very small flesh of me, the glory of those eggs in front of me. But Shila Prabhupada Swami, he has present the most amazing chakra called Madhasa Shidani, in which he became the glory of Shila Kiranina. As he was writing, he said that Krishna intervened and said, "Oh, would you please write something about me?" And he said, "Come, write it about Shila Kiranina, you are included in the picture." Because as we know that Krishna is the whole life, is that we are cultivating the worship and love of Krishna with the meaning towards Shila Kiranina. As he said, it's whatever water between Radha and Krishna. And then they would separate the whole Gaudiya Sampradaya would turn their back on Krishna and follow Shila Kiranina. So Shila Prabhupada Swami, when Krishna was asking to write about himself, he said, "I have written about Shila Kiranina in this tradition." Then he has written that, "Oh, if I could change the dream, One stick is the broomstick which is sweeping the kusha of Shila Kiranina. I have to be successful." Now, there's one incident that I remember that one Italian monster was also signed by the Spiritual of the Vaishnava community because he had given some little palm. On the day that the Gaudiya Sampradaya should be good, said, "Oh, you shouldn't take rain, but you should drink out of meter." The Gurudev said, "But you should not do that. Oh, yes, Lord Prasad." So, because he displayed his spiritual master, he was rejected by his spiritual master. But, Mahatma Gandhi gave him shelter. For this, he was boycotted by the Vaishnava community. At the point, he never even appeared. So, this is the missing time. Prabhupada says, "We are the greatest, extraordinary glory of Shila Kiranina." As it is said that if one reads this book, we become enchanted because the wrath of other men, because it's extraordinary glory of Shila Kiranina in the most wonderful way. And expressing the love between Radha and Krishna in the most wonderful way. That they are blessing each other, answering each other, more giving them more life one to each other. So, this is the type of verses that he's writing about. I'm very ignorant on the subject. Coming from South India, he has appeared in the Buckingham family. As you know, when Mahaprabhu was doing Chaturmasa in South India, he came to the house of Srimad Vakatapada and spent 4 months in the house. So the uncle, there were three brothers, one of them was Paramahansa Saraswati. They said, "Oh, he came to Vrindavan and use Bhajan. Next time that we have to do some this morning." When Mahaprabhu came in South India and spent in their house, then he converted them from the worship of Lakshminarayana to the worship of Krishna. When they were worshiping her, how we think that Radha and Krishna's worship is higher? Then he quoted the prayer, "Prabhu, who did the verse of Srimad Bhagavatam? Oh, Lakshmi Devi, you have been performing austerity for so long to achieve the position in Radha Lila. But in this, they were convinced that, oh, Krishna worship is higher, and they started from Lakshmi Narayana worship to Radha Krishna worship." But the question comes because Vrindavan Guru has commented on this, that once, as long as one is not established in Rasa, by hearing about different type of Rasa, they may be attracted. Yesterday, I said to them, If someone is hearing from Rasa Katan, from Rasa Katan, you would say, oh, it's very nice, you probably be attracted. If you hear Katan from Rasa Katan, oh, very nice, you will be attracted. But that doesn't mean that by association, the chance of Rasa will take place. Guru Dev always explained in the first that Rasa is already fixed on the Swarup of the Jiva is already fixed. Even the example that this can plant from the bank of the Ganga. Somebody who can see Samarayati, Jastrati, Mamurati, Intimacy, but they will understand this all the same water, same sun. But from Mamurati, you will not get Samarayati. From Samarayati, you will not get Mango. We can not already see. So, in the same way, the Swarup of the Jiva is already fixed. And it is revealed not just by association. No. When the spiritual master gives his diction, he puts in a heart in a seat form within the mantra. The knowledge of Krishna's original form and Bhagavatam of the Vishishan Yanamsa, the specific knowledge of the Vishishan of that Jiva with Krishna. So according to this revelation, the Jiva will manifest the soul when he comes to Bhagavatam, the Bhagavatam of Allah. So by writing other lines, we say, no, Jiva knows Swarup, who is giving the Swarup? Here is some content of Babajan and Vrindavan says, you don't have to come, don't come to Gojavan or to Iskam, because their Guru says Swarup is already seen and it is revealed. Come to us, we give you Swarup, because you don't have Swarup, you give the function. But it is not accepted, no, according to our Shiva Vishwami Sundarbha, when he said that, Swarup is fixed, it will be revealed, but not Jiva and Vaikuni. When a person asks a prayer, no Samaya in this time, almost all the Vaikunas like but he has not written anything about the Vana and the Sattvas. Why? Because the Vananda Saraswati Thakur told so Krishnadasa Vyasa, I will give my instructions to you. If you will not take the name and my glory in your name, and Loknath Prasadi also he has told. So he has only taken the name but not the friend thereby. Because they were not in that extension with any prasanta or krishna name and respect. Also, some persons think that Prabhupada Saraswati and Prasanta Pranda are saying, but really they are not saying. At the time, first one man was Prabhupada Saraswati, and after some time he became Prasanta and again he became Prabhupada Saraswati, how is it possible? So it is not possible to pray for him. There is one thing. You know, Krishna Karnataka, from his own country, he has glorified Krishna. And he has glorified Radhika in the servant of, with servant of Krishna. But Prabhupada Swami in his Radhika, he is a Radha from Kiev. He has glorified Krishna, but in the guidance of Srimati Radhika. He is one beloved of Krishna. In this way, we know something about Prabhupada Saraswati. Now, there, Vijayananda Thakur, you know, Krishna Karnataka. At that place, about 700 years, he has being absolutely there, being present there on the bank of Kali River. And after that, after 700 years, Vallabhacharya came and he gave mantra to Vallabhacharya. And then Vallabhacharya, in the line of Vishnu Swami, he preached the Now, we came to Karyatava. In brief, Shyamalaji will speak about Karyatava. How Kastan Bhava Deva Namaskar is being married. So, Vasadhikara, Sri Rana Acharya, Kapo Vihaya, Shatru Vihaya. No? For you,
who was previously a devotee of Lakshmi Narayana. along with his brother Benny Patel, and both our wives before he became Guru Swami, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was at their home and converting them to the divine loving life of Raja and Krishna, he told them that Lakshmi Devi performed so many austerities in order to enter the Rasa Lila, but still she was unsuccessful. In one kalpa, Yogamaya came, in another kalpa, she Krishna herself came, seeing her great severe austerity. And after, I'm prepared to give the blessing that he can enter Rasa Lila, but are you prepared to give up your husband, your life? And the gopis gave up their husband. And Radha Krishna went to Mary too. She said, how can I do that? I have a rotten wife. I can't give up my husband. Are you prepared to make thousands of times just like the gopis? How can I? I'm a brahmin. So being attached to her caste and her chastity as her husband, she was not allowed to enter into Rasa Lila. And I came in dust to the Lord's feet of Sri Krishna because she couldn't follow the footsteps of the gopis. But that same Krishna, by dancing on Kaliya, we read in Srimad Bhagavatam, that he was inviting the gopis to actually perform Rasa Lila on the heads of Kaliya, along with his own puja, the insane next of mine puja. So the Nagapati prayed that what Lakshmi Devi could not attain by the mercy of Lord Krishna, he attained it, our husband attained it. So shall we no longer desire that we die. When she was reading with Vinodessa a couple of months ago, she told a very interesting secret. We hear that Nagapati wants to now save their husband because he has become a devotee. And they now would be happy to have an association with such a husband. But Gurudev added something extra, that in order to protect their chastity, because if their husband would die, then some other evil snake, bad snake, would come and try to spoil their chastity. So they wanted to remain chaste and pure, so they wanted to keep their husband. Now especially that he had become a devotee. Krishna also saved Kali's life and blessed him with his glorious putra, because Garuda mercifully slapped him with his wings. And we know that whenever one gets chastisement or punishment by a pure devotee, that's as good as getting blessings from him. Just like Narada cursed the tree and they became liberated. He cursed the Dalasa Bear and the Money Riva and they became liberated. So the punishment or chastisement of a pure devotee is actually a blessing. So Krishna saved Kaliya because of the prayers of the Nagapati, and also because of the mercy that he got from Garuda. So when Krishna ordered Kali, I know that you're pure now, so because of your past, my associates made you afraid. So now you should leave this place and go to Ramana Dvika, but you will never hurt you because you have the death of the lotus feet and my footprints on your head.
Nagapati was better of Kashi, who required the distinguished of Rashtra Kukhade. Kapantara Mutuman Kavanjana Sophi Morai Kirita.
The voice of the Kaliya snake was thinking that the boss was being kept on. Krishna, that he is about to leave his wife. The boss was being kept so heavily.
Upare, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita,
I had to fight with Garuda. I fought with him once, but he is 1,000 times more stronger than me. And in his mind, he surrendered to me. That the Kalyan's wife, they were all devotees. And? The wives of the Kalyan snake, they would speak Harikatha to Kalyan, the snake, their husband. Now Krishna, who is heavier than millions of universes, now that Krishna with his foot, he is chastising, he is on his hoof, dancing on his hoof, and with each and every hoof, he is emanating blood. And immediately became surrendered to Krishna. And he took that the shelter of the Lord's feet, and also by the touch of the lotus feet of the Lord, all his distresses and anuttas were removed from his heart, and they are wondering, the Nagpatni, the wives of the Kali snake, they are wondering that, oh, what austerities has he performed that today Brahma, Vishnu, Shankar, Lakshmi, and Narad, all the demigods also, they have not got the touch of his lotus feet on their forehead. But you are decorated with his lotus feet on your head today. You are so fortunate. Kalia is very, very fortunate. What austerities has he performed? They are wondering. We can see that Kalia actually has performed no austerities, but there is one pastime. Staying in one day in Mathura, even one day, if somebody stays in Mathura, he can get bhakti, such a person. And how many? He was in Vrindavan for so many years. 96 yugas he was in Vrindavan. From 4th Manvantara to the 28th Manvantara, he is residing in Vrindavan, this Kalia. This was the first reason that he resided in Vrindavan. And also, second reason, that his wives were devotees. And the third reason was that if your enemy, anywhere, is a devotee, anyway, he is his chastisement. Enmity is also your mercy. Even if your friend, if he is non-devotee, then your spiritual life will be destroyed. Even if your enemy is a devotee, then still he will remove your materialistic mentality and will bring auspiciousness in your life. So, then Bhagavan Sri Krishna excuse me, and there are very many lessons in this pastime. If in this life it is not possible to perform Krishna bhajan, and if you will be serving the material senses, this life is useless. Be careful. Don't do anything else in life. Suppose you're not able to do any of the tasks, but Hari Bhajan you should not do. And if you're not performing,
Your call is disconnected.
Gurudev said to Narasingh Maharaj that there was one time he collected 140 rupees. In those days it was a big amount. From that he took away 40 rupees for his personal use and he gave 100 rupees to Gurudev. Then Guru Maharaj said, being quiet, that how much money did you collect? Oh, actually I had collected 140 rupees. Then Maharaj called him. Gurudev called him. If this poison you keep with yourself, you will not be able to perform bhajan. You don't understand. Gurudev said, this is poison. This money you collected from the materialist people, I will purify it. And he took this money from his hand and again he gave it back to him. So why did not let me use it earlier? Nothing. Prabhu asking Gurudev said, you don't have the capacity to digest this money. You would use it for your personal use, but I am using all this money for the service of Krishna. These are all lessons. The instructions of the Vaishnavas, you have heard all these things. Gurudev is asking Damodar Maharaj.
Would you understand if I transmitted all people from Sanskrit and Bengali into Hindi, you could continue to join through all languages in the world? Would you understand if I drunk the guy with that woman could know my book and think of that and be like, it's free to be distributed in every language in the world and people can get so much benefit? Should anyone who complains, the Bhagavad Gita, the Bhagavad Gita, then the Kaliyada, the Bhagavad Gita, the Manishka, or the Sikshana, the Swami, what austerity did our husband perform that he could get the Buddha of Krishna on his head? Because one can see that as Acharya Sambho, even Sri Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, could not get such good chance as Kaliyuga. There are many reasons for this. The way of assisting them, one after another. Kaliyuga, he had so much good fortune that his wife, the Nana Sami, was a lot. Therefore, he had so much Aikita that he didn't follow the agreement. Therefore, as Krishna was pounding his head, and he was vomiting blood and weeping, then he realized, this person on my head is thousands of times showing a thing. Oh, what my wife said in the front of me is the Supreme Lord. Therefore, Kaliya, he surrendered to the feet of Sri Krishna. Then Sri Krishna came down off his head, gave some blessing, and sent him to Ramakrishna teaching. Therefore, what austerity did Kali do? There are three main points. Instead, if one spends even one night in Mathura, Mahivaku would die. One is guaranteed in Mahivaku. And Kali, I think, was there to take a fourth money. Huh?
28.
24 miles, 8 cubits, you were there. So 9 cubits, you had to be out there, you were going out. How long he was there? Therefore, so long he spent in the Dhamma, Vrindavan, not in the Dhamma, but in the Yamuna. Second cause, his wife was avoiding. become so much attached to me on my way to God, because of the lives of Kali of Christ and Krishna, then Krishna gets burned to Kali. And first the wives were thinking, oh, if my husband dies, it's good because he's the first of them. When they saw him surrender to Krishna, then they prayed to Krishna on his behalf. And the third reason is Guruji's mercy. Guruji had a fight with Kaliya and counted him with his wing. Therefore, even though Kaliya thought Guruji is my enemy, Guruji never thought Kaliya is my enemy. The Vaishnava always asked for, you know, auspicious way for everyone, even though you desire to do for them. Therefore, there are so many teachings in this Kaliya. We should keep this in mind as a boy. We should understand that if human life is not performed by the Krishna, then his life is completely useless. Therefore, Mahaprabhu is instructed, one should give up the constraints of Manasya Dharma and take complete shelter of Sri Krishna. This is the Dr. Kodesh, Asha Samapan, and take Kodesh, Dr. Kodesh, Asha. At the time of initiation, when the devotee is completely surrendered to Guru and Krishna, that time the devotee receives a spiritual voice by Krishna himself. We say, Akrishna, Krishna, Jana, Ravana. In that spiritual body, one performs the worship of Sri Krishna. Especially, we should understand that this very Kaliyuga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world, and he distributed Raja Bhakti, which is rarely achieved even for Brahma and for Shiva. Therefore, that person who gets another thunder like Kaliya but doesn't follow the instruction, that person's life is really useless, they are really unfortunate. How is it possible if we are sending Sunday Sun, but still material desires are within our mind? Really, there is one cause of this. We are seeking money for our own material enjoyment. And that money is like poison. Wherever it will go, it will come out in the form of material desire. Then Gurudev told one story in his own life teaching. When Gurudev was younger, then he went preaching with Pujapati Srinivas. The uncle of Pujapati Srinivas, and mama of the Srinivas. So they went collecting, and they went They went collecting and they collected 140 rupees. Then the 100 rupees came to Pastor Gurudev. Then Pastor Gurudev asked, well, how much did you collect? And Gurudev said, I collected 140 rupees. Then Pastor Gurudev, he called to the Pastor Singamaj, where is the other 40 rupees? Then the Singamaj, he said, very angry.
We haven't heard any time you speak about Radha Bhante Vihari. He's speaking now, Gurudev. There is a place known as Nidhivan and Sevakunj. Near Sevakunj is another place known as Nidhivan. There, one saintly person of Nimar Sampradaya, very <laughs> Mother Maharaj was suggesting something, he said, let me speak, Gurudev is saying. After you want to speak, you get up there. Then, Haridas, a very good musician, his disciple, was one Tansen, one of the jewels of the emperor in the assembly of Emperor Akbar. Maharaj was very influenced by him, Akbar, the emperor. He says, he was thinking, Tansen, that he is so pleased with me. And he said to Akbar once that if you will hear my Gurudev's music, you will be mighty pleased. Then the king took on the form of an ordinary person. He came to this place. And then Tansen ne jab gaya. When Manke Bihari ji did, he gave him a dream. He came to dream to Haridas ji, who was residing in this middle one, that there is a Shaka Kun there in this middle one. Then along with Vrajabasi, he dug up this place and he found a very beautiful pond. And then this deity was found and established in Nidivan, and later on it was established, as we know, in the famous temple of Manke Bihari, this deity. And other deities also we know in Vrindavan also were established, Govind Devi, Madan Mohan, Gopinathji, etc. And all the people from all over the world now come to have darshan of this wonderful deity. Some devotee, one time, one devotee who was having darshan of the Lord, then she had... One time, one of the devotees, he met his eyes with the Lord's eyes, and then the Lord became attracted to this person and inquired that, what do you require? He said, I want you to come with me. Okay, if you want to take me, the lady said, you please arrange a cart for me, some vehicle. Then he arranged a bullock cart. Then the deity began to walk away in the chariot, in the cart with this devotee, and then all the devotees ran behind this cart and they caught the cart and they brought the deity back, and then they established deity again back in the temple Manke Bihari. From there on, whenever you have darshan from till date, you will see that 1 minute or so maybe they will have the darshan open, otherwise they keep closing and opening the curtain so that nobody will glance at him continually for a long time. Translation. Muni Maharaj.
How Pandavati appeared. There was a great saint named Swami Bhaja in the valley of Nimba Sahara. He was doing bhajan in Nidivan, near Sarah. The Swami Bhaja was very great musician. So, there was so much power in him. And just him decided to Tansen and Vaidhi Baba promise also music in the assembly of Emperor Akbar. There is so many stories about this. So one King Akbar asked Tansen, system performs the night music. How do you do? So, constant work, if you listen to my music, or you forget me, so extraordinary performance here. But you cannot go when you reach there. You never perform music. You only change for Krishna. So, constant work, emperor in ordinary day. So, he approached, he came, as soon as they approached, and they approached me, Gurudev, like that. So, I just told him that, please, perform, sing something, what you learned from me. While singing, chanting, knowing he did mistake. But he didn't say that. Some of the others started to say, oh, I taught him maybe. So, then he took the tantra and started singing. So nice to perform, right side, bottom, last, you know, all the coming to all the anniversary, years, because all coming to along there and started dancing nearby. So I was looking strong in the extraordinary performance of the Swami Vidra. So this Swami Vidra was a great devotee. Actually, Krishna became greedy, always hearing his Krishna. So once Bhakti Gandhi came in dream and told, oh, I am in the fear of the Muslim king. I am in this Krishna temple in this world. Please, take out me and stop me. I want to take service from you. So how Swami Vidra is the Bhakti Gandhi Deshi and started doing seva. So like this, the Bhakti Gandhi Deshi appeared. So nicely they are showing that thousands of people, millions of people, they always gather. So this Bhakti Gandhi was very affectionate to his devotee. He made devotee ask anything very easily to give. So one Brahmin from Maharashtra, a great devotee, he came and started praying to Bhakti Gandhi. So he became attracted and eye to eye conversation with Bhakti Gandhi. Then asked, oh Lord, if you come to me tomorrow soon, I will start with all our thinking. So Bhakti Gandhi told, okay, I will go with you. They granted. So when Pujari came, then to the deity at midnight, then he arranged a car, and Bhakti Gandhi came with him. So on the way, when he got to, so almost near the Bharatpur, so you can when Mongla to chant, Pujari entered the altar, so no Bhakti Gandhi is not there. So they remembered, oh, one Brahmin came. With a great devotee was praying, sometimes he long time, maybe he took the deity. They all went, the Brahmin was, anyway, he put the deity in the pot. And afterwards, they saw fighting and they brought the deity back. Since then, always they would keep the altar long time open. Every, like, meaning they close this altar screen again, again, open, again, close. Because they are here, they can call somebody. This is the specialty in Bhakti Gandhi. No problem.
Whatever books, scriptures were written by Sri Rupa Goswami, Bhakti Ratham Sindhu, Ujjwal Nirmani. This is described, this is also commented on later by Shila, Krishna, Chakurdi Thakur, the three books. Whoever has read these three books, he is a Vaishnava. It is said by everybody a Vaishnava. Also, Krishna Chakurdi Thakur wrote one very beautiful, unprecedented scripture by the name of Madhura Kadambini. Now, this book I want to read from this book from today onwards.
श्री पुष्पक कृष्ण मधुर कदमी
हाँ बखिर खान सुन लो पूजन निर्मणि एंड किरण व्हाट इज दैट बुक किरण उज्जवल निर्मणि
किरण मणि बखिर स्वामी जी
और बहुत जरूर मधुर कदमी No. Madhura Kandamini, now he's starting to read from today. Your worshipable is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Dearest Raj, Mahava personified Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Our worshipable deity. We are praying to you, I pray to you for your mercy that this scripture, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, in this Adho Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Anasmriti, etc., all the materials of peace. What says Sadhu Sangha, association of the devotees? Then with Sadhu Sangha, association of the devotees, one develops Shraddha. That by worshipping the Lord, all tasks will be performed. All the karmas of life will be performed by performing Krishna Bhakti. No need to do anything else separately. Maybe my life I will leave, but I will not leave Bhakti. Such Shraddha develops in one part in the association of devotees. Then he takes the shelter of Gurudev. He learns the lessons of bhajan, proper etiquettes. And then he begins to perform the bhajan activities, bhajan kriya. Then by performing the bhajan kriya, anat nivritti. In the same proportion as he is performing bhajan, his anarthas are being removed gradually. And now, he is chanting Harinam. He has association of the devotees. But still, anarthas are not removed. His material desires do not go away. He still has material desires. Millions and millions lives passed he as an animal. He has enjoyed material sense enjoyment, but still he is not able to leave these material desires. Why? Because in 25, 30 years, 40 years, he is listening, but still he is not following them completely. These activities he is not able to cross this stage. These higher stages of Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Sakti, Bhav, etc. Shri Sri Thakur has described all these stages in great detail. An ordinary person, when he will read these books, then he will understand on which stage he is and where is my fault. If he hears the discourses by the Vaishnavas, he will understand what stage he is in. Am I getting free of the anarthas? Am I developing nishtha, asakti? Am I developing all these? Am I crossing to all these stages? In that way, he will be able to perform bhajan. So that he will be able to understand his faults and then be able to progress in spiritual life. In all these stages have been described in great detail by Shri Krishna Shukadev Thakur. Madhur Kadamini, why did you keep this name? Kadamini means a cloud bank, a bank of clouds. Clouds, rain-bearing clouds. This water that it showers means nectar. What is bhakti? Bhakti is nectar, amrit. All the material desires are removed far away by this shower of mercy. Mahaprabhu, if this mercy he will shower on us, if he will shower this mercy on us, this is not water that he showers, this is nectar, very sweet nectar. That's why it is known as Madhura Kadambini, the bank of clouds showering Madhura, the sweet nectar. Meghmala, Meghmala means a bank of clouds. Mahaprabhu, Nityanand Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Srivasadi, etc., Sarup Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Sarup Damodar, Raya Raman, these are all the bank of clouds. Or a garland of clouds. Means these garland of clouds. And they will shower this water. What? This shower is nectar. If we hear their instructions, their all anusha will be removed from our heart. That's what he is saying here. Madhura Kadambini. Nirankush, without any boundaries. If it showers, it will, if there is lot of rain, if there is torrential rain, then it will fill up the river and then it will also overflow from this river. The flood from this river does not consider that, oh, this is not proper place, this is a dirty place, I should not flow there, or this is a clean place, I should flow there. Similarly, Mahaprabhu's mercy also flows in all directions. They shower all the nectar on everybody equally. The seeds, now they begin to sprout by this shower of rain, of nectar. Which seed is blossoming, sprouting? That seed which had become nearly dry, but now by the mercy of this nectar, the seed is beginning to sprout. This heart is like a desert. There is no seed even in that heart. But Mahaprabhu, by his mercy, he will provide the seed as well as he will sprout the seed. This is Mahaprabhu's mercy. Jagai, Madai, etc. He gave them the seed of bhakti and made them supreme devotees, param bhakta. Mahaprabhu gave mercy to Jagai, Madai and all such other non-devotees. Madhurya, why did we use this word, Madhurya?
Krishna,
the sweet.
Rasa.
When he says Madhurya Kadambini, very beautiful, very handsome, very attractive, very enchanting. Understand that these Krishna's pastimes, they are all madhur, sweet. All his pastimes are very supremely sweet. Vatsalya, even more sweet, his pastimes of Vatsalya. And the pastimes with gopis, even more sweet. And his pastimes with Srimati Radhika, in Radhakund, etc., all those pastimes, they are most sweet. And Krishna Saviraj Goswami says, before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbarkaditta, they were all speaking about the essence of Lord to be opulence. They were considering the Lord Narayan to be the Supreme, to serve him in opulence, in moods of Aishwarya. But Mahaprabhu spoke completely opposite. He, from Srimad Bhagavatam, Rasa Panchadhyay, etc., from these places he quoted and explained that how he is being chastised by the mother, Mother Yashoda, so sweet chastised, with the suffering. For 1 second, if they cannot see Krishna, they are eager for his association. Where is he? And Krishna comes running to them. These are the most sweet pastimes that he has performed. Especially, Rasam Pradhyay, Venu Geet, Brahma Geet, Yugal Geet, etc. All these are even more sweet. This sweetness of his pastimes is being showered by Sri Rupa Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and other devotees. Indeed, by this Madhura Kadambini, the sweet rain-bearing clouds. If the sky is covered with these clouds and there is no rain, but still the atmosphere becomes cool because of the presence of these clouds, means even though rain has not started yet, the rain is very far away. Means Mahaprabhu, after around 250 or around 300 years, Sri Vishnu Chakrati Thakur took birth. He appeared after 250 or 300 years and here, very far away from Mahaprabhu. And I am a dry straw in the desert. But this coolness of the Madhura Kadamini, the sweet rain-bearing clouds, may they manifest in my heart their nectar, may they shower on me their nectar so that my heart becomes simple and cultivable. Like this he is saying to the Lord. Tom Devara's translation.
Thank you very much, Prabhu.
Very good. Bengali is speaking a little.
He's speaking Bengali?
Yeah. The subject is familiar, so I can.
Bhagavatamrita.
One,
And they got shelter in the field on the plain roof. Right, but I know it's a bit loose, I think Charlie Crew has been teaching from him what will be in the process of Bajan called Bajan Kriya, where he has to teach him Bajan. Like only Bajan in the troubled manner, and not in the rich people. I want to desire to be the root from the heart. The question comes here to be Bajan, like 10 years, 20 years, or 30 years, to give our own last time, for our desire to enjoy material. The object of sense is not going fast, we are all like animals. Despite hearing, that means we are hearing, but we are not practicing what we are hearing. There are often enough to really come and say the Sita, Guruji, Baba, and Prabhupada. In his book, Vishnu Kami Thakur has very clearly described each of these days. The silence of the deity coming from the mountain of Vaishnava can very easily understand what is my present condition. Where am I? Am I not to be practiced? Can I reach the deity of Krishna, Ruchi, or Bhav? We should know that God is the Sattva, pure spiritual emotion, and with that God speaking, becomes transformed into eternal life. Why is the Vishnu never in trouble for his book, but should he have been? Can a baby be loved? Especially the cloud which is full of rain, like in the monsoon season. That cloud is full of water, water being nectar, therefore he reached Krishna Bhakti. The water that falls in the cloud is completely pure, not like the water in the ocean or other places. Therefore, this Krishna Bhakti, there is no doubt, no contamination at all. Therefore, when these clouds form a line on the horizon, that is called Net Mara. And that rainfall is actually the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is that line of clouds? That is our Guru Parampara. It's Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. He's Jayananda, Jayadvaita. He's Rupa Siddhanta, and our Guru Parampara. These are the lines of clouds bearing the mercy of Mahaprabhu. And that very form itself is the mercy of the cloud, that is the mercy of Lord Anandamaha. By hearing the character and teaching the deep devotees, then God will manifest in the heart. Just like the rain will flow, rainfall may flow anywhere. The rainfall is not restricted to good place or bad place. The rain may go anywhere. In the same way, if it is not good mercy, we are good. Here I put it is not restricted or controlled or limited in any way. That rain is all the rivers. And those rivers inundate all areas. And good persons and bad persons also get the rainfall. The manifestation in the mountain form on all different types of work. But in a desert, there may be some things. The desert things are hard because near us we have no mountain. In that desert, there may be some tree that has come there by some sense, but because of the lack of rainfall, there is no cloud. Therefore, the Krishna Mahaprabhu not only gives the rainfall to cause the cloud to appear in the heart of the other, because that person has no cloud, Mahaprabhu gives the tree of devotion also. Therefore, Mahaprabhu gives the rain, Mahaprabhu also gives the tree. Example of Krishna, like Nagai Mala, the Kanamahu gave them the tree of pure devotion and they became Mahabharata. Even offenders like Gopal, Chandra, Chandrabhati, and others also got the birth of Mahabharata and became pure devotees. Therefore, Kanamahu can be described as that one of Madhusha. That Madhusha is Krishna himself, Radharaj. Each form of devotee, partner, a soul, chastity, beautiful. And he can cast the mind of anyone who hears them. These childhood pastimes are very sweet. These pastimes that we know it for are more sweet. The pastimes that come from the world in Bhaktanira are even more attractive. And the trouble is to the pastimes that come from the yogi. And the pastimes that come from the radical, that is the trouble of the level of Madhusha.
Then they were to live. Your call is disconnected. To make any further calls, please disconnect and dial the
Dhanyavad to all in their class for today. Jai Radhe.